am a great team player if I want to be on the team. You really don't want me on your team for a work icebreaker or a pickup basketball game at the park. I am a Midwestern mom of three and a middle school reading specialist.
Okay, well, hi, I'm Leia, and I also am a fabulous team player. That said, nobody wants me on their sports team, but I sure do work well in a group. In fact, I took this character trait survey with my middle school students a few months ago, and Edie, I scored highest in social intelligence, humor, gratitude, and hope. Isn't that great?
Leia, I can't say that any of those surprise me at all. It seems very true to you, except I don't see bathing or eating popcorn on that list. Where are they?
Well, regrettably, those are not character strengths. In fact, they may be character deficits. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Anyway, I live in Beijing, China with my two teenage daughters and my partner, Don, and I work at an international school here. And Edie, I'm so grateful to be here with you and all of our listeners today.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Oh yeah, hair dryers and a delicious Canadian dip.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Assemble your team.
And of course, we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
So, Leia, my tip this week is going to be a game changer for all chicks and roosters who don't have the time or the money for professional hair blowouts.
Ooh, okay. Uh-huh.
So, I have bought many hair dryers with brushes attached over the years. You know, almost as many of those as I've bought coffee makers. So, I started this in high school. And I have to have the hair dryer and the brush attached as one unit because I can't handle a round brush and a hair dryer. It's too much.
Who can?
It's impossible. Only a stylist can do it. So I had been hearing lots and lots of hype about the Revlon One Step Volumizer Plus. Let me say that again because that's a lot. It's the Revlon One Step Volumizer Plus. So I was hearing...
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yes, put it in the show notes. So I was hearing about it, and I saw it at Target, and it was like $70. And I'm like, oh, surely it can't be that great. But then I saw it at Costco for $40. And it found its way, you know, next to the huge bag of baby carrots in my cart. So... I think this is one of the best purchases I've made in 2021, Leia.
Really?
Yes, it is amazing. It dries my hair quickly. And for some reason, they have all these different bristles. And so, I don't even know how they do it. But my hair comes out looking like shiny and healthy. And I look like I just came out of the salon. Remember I sent you a photo, Leia?
Well, yes, you looked like $1 million in that photo. So sleek, like almost like a racehorse.
I did. I looked like a racehorse. So buy one at Costco or find someone who has a Costco membership because it's almost half the price and you will love it. I'm standing behind this tip.
All right. I like it. Well, I actually have a lot to say about this, Edie, because firstly, I have this issue because I don't know how to use products, hair products at all. Okay. So that's just out of my wheelhouse. I don't get it. I especially like pre-blow dry products. But that brings me to the second thing, and that is that I never use a blow dryer. I don't know how. I can't do it. And thirdly, like you said, I feel like you need to get a journeyman's license to hold a blow dryer and a brush. It's just, it is, as they say in Chinese, mail bomb fun. It's impossible. Oh, and finally, in China, blowouts are actually quite inexpensive. So when I want my hair to look fabulous, I go across the street and I have one for about $6. So yay. But I will, once I land back in the motherland, America or Canada, I will get myself one of these doohickeys.
I will give you a step-by-step lesson, because I have a whole thing that I go through. And you can use hair products. You just need this one Aveda product that I'm going to save for another tip or a trick. You just spray it in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. That's it. I love it. Okay. I'm in for it. Okay.
But Leah, I am dying to know what your mysterious tip is. My goodness, you're keeping us in the dark.
Well, I won't keep you in the dark any longer. It is real Canadian maple syrup, Edie.
Oh, well, you know, how is Canadian maple syrup better than Wisconsin maple syrup?
Well, don't even get me started on that.
Okay, so anyway, Canadian maple syrup is fabulous, the best in the world, but what's the tip?
So it's all in what you use it for, Edie. Hmm. Of course we put syrup on our breakfast favorites, right? But there are so many more ways to use this elixir. So here, the first time I encountered syrup, Canadian, pure Canadian maple syrup being used for another purpose other than breakfast, you know, pancakes and waffles, etc., was I was over at my friend Heather Hollingsworth's place, and she was making a stir fry. And towards the end, she glugged a little bit of maple syrup into her. Yes. And I have to tell you, while it was not, you know, quintessential Chinese food, it was damn good.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. So since that time, I have been using it in you know, vegetable stir fry type situations. But also, Edie, it's fabulous in salad dressings. Mm-hmm. Just gives you a little bit of oomph, right? Mm-hmm. Adds a little bit of sugar, but also the depth of flavor. Marinades of any sort. So any of your sheet pan meals or your barbecues. Yeah, just, you know, just pour a capful or two into whatever the recipe is, and guaranteed it's going to be that much zhuzhier. Like, so good.
Is that a word?
And soup. Zhuzh. If you zhuzh something up, you know, you make it better. Let's just zhuzh that up.
I thought that only involved cuffs on a button-down shirt.
I don't know. My my friend Erica that I teach with, we always say that. Let's juice it up.
I feel like I'm being very argumentative today, Leia. I'm sorry. I will try and be a better team player. I just want to argue.
What else is new? Okay, well, a few more words on the maple syrup. Very nice in soups, like in a vegetarian soup, a bean soup or something. Again, just a tablespoon or something, but that umami flavor, right? You get it. And of course, I really, really despise oatmeal. I've probably talked about this on the podcast before, but if you're going to have oatmeal, you really have to put maple syrup on it.
All right.
So that's my tip.
Well, that's...
I'm standing by it.
That's a good tip, Leia. I'm going to try it with my sheet pan meals, you know.
Do it.
I'm going to.
Go for it.
But, Leia, I think I hear a campfire.
I do believe I hear a campfire tune.
Fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer, in the glowing, in the glowing. Come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat.
So Edie, this topic that we chose today, or that I chose, was inspired by a New York Times article I read last week called Treating Chronic Pain Takes a Team. I Had to Build My Own by Carrie Cobham. Now, this sounds a little bit depressing, so it's not an episode all about chronic pain, but she was talking about her own chronic pain and how important it is for her to have a team of people that can both understand and treat her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that actually got me thinking about my own specific situation and how I'm already gathering a team. And it also made me think about how we benefit from a team, not just of medical professionals, but in so many aspects of our lives, Edie.
So I loved this idea when you shared it with me, Leia. We're going to be talking about assembling a team of people you need in your life to help you be your best self, whether it's health-wise or friendship-wise or whatever-wise, right?
Yes, exactly.
So there was a time when I was suffering from chronic sinus infections, and I did need a team of health professionals, but the team worked. And it's been a couple years since I've had a sinus infection, so I have moved on to assembling a team for beauty and wellness.
Ooh, so much better.
It is so much better, but you got to do what you have to do. So, Leia,
exactly.
Why don't you tell us about your team, and then I can talk about the members of my beauty and wellness team.
Okay, sounds good. Well, okay, so I am going to talk about a health issue, but I'll try to skew it to the positive. Many of you know that about 30 years ago, I had quite a horrific motorcycle accident. And it was my first time ever on a motorbike. Dawn and I, my partner, we had known each other for about a month. We went to an island off of Taiwan where we were living, where we met on the plane to Taiwan. Dawn didn't know about some of my clumsiness, some deficits that I had. So when I said, oh yeah, no, I can ride my own bike, he was like, oh, okay. And what I did when I got on this motorbike for the first time ever was I started to ride it, and I felt the front wheel shake a little bit, and I thought, oh, that's not good, I better slow down. But I thought I was hitting the brakes with the, you know, the things on the, what, the handlebars. That's not what it's called, but whatever.
Rums.
But instead the rum rums, exactly. But instead of hitting the brakes, I hit the accelerator, and I just shot out like a bat out of hell, lost control of the bike, and it hit the side of a bridge that I was flying over, and the bike didn't go over the bridge, but I did. And I fell 50, 60 feet into a bed of rocks.
Oh,
and Dawn
Leia
saved my life. And yeah, it was a big, big moment in my life, a big defining moment. And I often think about it with a lot of gratitude because A, I didn't die. And I remember going over the bridge and thinking to myself, oh, this is the day I die. Like, I very distinctly have that memory. And Dawn often talks about how he had the memory following behind me, thinking, I've just fallen in love with this woman and she's dead now. I'm not, thankfully. And got rescued. Mm. He rescued me. It's a long story. I won't tell it all. But whatever the case, I've lived with some of the effects, many of the effects of this for 30 years now. And, you know, I had a double fusion, a spinal fusion and an SI joint, that's sort of like your hip fusion, about 9 years ago. And that helped a lot. But I do deal with chronic pain, and it manifests in different ways, and I never know when to expect it. And often, Edie, the wonderful thing is I experience gratitude at the same time that I'm experiencing pain because, and this is one of the blessings of it, is because during that time, Don and I were falling in love and he took such good care of me. And I just knew during that time that he was a keeper, right? And so often when it happens, my first thought skew towards gratitude and then towards, ouch, this hurts, what am I gonna do, right? But anyway, so that story being told, that was too long, apologies. I have a few folks in my life now that are really helping me out. And over time, they've been different folks. But right now, it's my Dr. Sonia, who's from France, and I just love her. She's in our international community here in Beijing. And she just takes all the time in the world for people, including me. And so when I came to her a few months ago after I'd had a little bit of an incident, she just said, you know, Leah, we need to get on this. You can't just suffer through this all the time. Let's make a plan of action. And so she helped me to assemble my team. And one of the people that she got me hooked up with was an osteopath. And I know a lot of people in America aren't super familiar with osteopathy, and it's not chiropractic, and it's not physio, it's something quite different. And it's very powerful and very subtle, I would say, and I won't get into it too much. But I have this Dr. Mary now, who is my osteopath, also from France. And so while she's taking care of me, the lights are always dim, and she speaks gently, and she gently manipulates my body, and it's very calming. And I just feel that she's completely present for me, and it's actually, even that is healing, right? The other person on my team is my acupuncturist, Shelley. And this woman, I just can't even tell you. She is very, very holistic and caring. She comes from Kentucky, but has been living in Beijing and China for many, many years and has studied under some of the great acupuncturists of Asia. And so while she's doing the needles and also cupping, she talks to me throughout the whole time and explains why she's doing things and what this is doing for that. And often, like, the needles aren't in my back, Edie, or they're not in my, you know, in the parts that are painful. They're in other parts of my body, which is super interesting. And what she'll do once the needles are all inserted is she'll play this beautiful Reiki music, and she'll sit silently, usually for 10 or 15 minutes, and do this Qigong meditation. So she's completely, fully present for me, which I find to be a very beautiful thing, right? It's quite amazing. And two big side benefits. I have started sleeping since going to Shelley. Somehow she's actually given me some bonus needles in my ears and other places. And I'm sleeping. I'm wanting to sleep. I'm sleeping. This has been a lifelong issue with me. And I feel like a new woman. And she's become my friend, and we're starting to write together. So yay for that. I'm still missing a good masseuse, Edie. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be maybe the final piece to the puzzle, because I've had, again, I live in China where these services are not expensive, and many, many people are trained in traditional Chinese medicine, and there are so many great masseuses, but I need to find my person. And I, over the years, I've had some really good ones, and they've always left, or they've been in different places, and so I need that person. And it can be tricky because of the language, and I need to be able to explain that I have titanium in my body and be careful here and don't touch there and all those things. So the masseuse I'm still working on. But the other thing, the final piece that is maybe the most important, is to have a few people in your life who understand your chronic pain, because it's not something that I want to go to work at and talk about constantly. But sometimes I find myself wanting to scream, like, don't you know how much pain I'm in? This is, and that's just stupid, because everybody's in pain one way or another, whether it's physical or not. And so, and I don't want people feeling sorry for me. And I'm really, like, super healthy in every other way, other than this, I guess you'd call it back pain. And I'm a really, really happy person too. So I don't want to, I don't want to bring people down, but I do want to have those few people in my life who were willing to walk slowly with me, where I can, when I need to have a little breakdown, I can, you know, and I don't, you know, I know they're there for me. So it's good to have a person or two at work, because that's sometimes where it's hardest. And just a few people who can acknowledge that it's hard and listen to me moan for a little bit and then get on with it. So that's it. That's about it. Yeah. That's me and my, you know, making the best of a rough situation.
You and your team.
My team, yeah, I know. So anyway, that's a bit of a downer. Blah, 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 blah. I'm actually feeling great today, and I usually feel quite fine. And part of my team, Edie, is my bathtub.
Yes.
I need the bathtub too, right? Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Woo! Splish, what would I do without my
splash.
Tub?
Mm-hmm.
Splish, splash, taking about. So anyway, tell me about this fabulous team that you are assembling as we speak, Edie. I feel like your portion of the episode is going to be a lot more fun than mine. So go quickly.
I feel like my part of the episode is going to be ridiculous, Leia.
No.
So shallow.
No, we need it.
Though last night, Gus and I were talking about Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates.
Really? Are you kidding me, right? You talk about Daryl Hall every night with Gus, I'm sure.
Well, we were listening to the fabulous Hall & Oates Christmas album, and Gus was going on and on about how Daryl is aging much better than John.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So,
you agree, right?
Yes, I agree. John looks like he has one foot in the grave, and, you know, Daryl looks like he could dance on it.
No. I hope nobody says that about us, me being the one with the foot in the grave.
So anyway, how I'm relating my Hall & Oates reference back to this episode is that he must have a really good team. He also posts a picture of his mom every Mother's Day, and she has a fine head of hair just like him, you know.
Okay. Well, if I may just have an aside for a moment, Edie, I have to speak briefly about Madonna. Because what's going on there?
Oh.
Speaking of a team, there's a whole lot going on there, right?
I've just briefly seen pictures of her, and I just can't anymore. I used to be a huge Madonna fan, but
I know
that stopped in the 90s, Leia.
This is why I bring it up. I know that you loved Madonna, but it's too much. She even has like a grill in her teeth now, right?
I don't even get
that. She wears this. I don't quite understand it either. It's either something, I hope it's something that you insert and you can take out at night, but all of her front teeth are like, or her whole smile is studded with diamonds and black. I don't know. So it's just weird. Anyway, Madonna has a team to
plump her
up.
A team of wackos.
And push her in. And yeah, it's just, woo.
Yeah.
It's intense. Anyway, your team is not like that, so do go
no.
on.
So I am always on a quest to find a new hair and eyebrows person. You need to find one person because you can't be prancing around town going here for hair, there for color, there for eyebrows.
Oh,
find one person.
One for everything.
Mm-hmm. And I like to always find my one person at an Aveda salon where they only sell Aveda products. Because I find that I'll get more of a natural look, you know, like Daryl Hall has, not like Madonna, you know, with the Aveda plant-based products. So my person there is Thea. She's adorable. And as all young stylists, she just got engaged. You know how that is with stylists, and you always have to talk about the wedding planning? It's like, oh, good grief. Yeah. Well, she's having a taco truck drive in for their food. Isn't that cute?
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That's super cute.
Okay. So I got that on my beauty team. Another huge piece is skincare. Now, I don't have anyone I can go to for facials because, frankly, I can't afford it right now. But I really, you need a system. And I rely...
Okay, so you're... Hang on. Yeah. Hang on. So you're your own team then for the skin.
Well...
Care.
Actually, I buy all my skincare system from Janelle, who's my Labrai consultant.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
we'll have to put her in the show notes.
Yes. So she tells me, like, which lotions and potions to buy. And we have this, you know, hand thing going on to get rid of my spotty hands. Because, you know, Leia, what gives away your age is your hands and your neck.
And your neck. Yeah. Don't forget about the neck, right?
Yeah. And I have this neck cream that's really nice, so I don't have turkey neck. Though I'm looking at this angle that you're seeing me at. Must be frightening.
Our WhatsApp call, Well, you know, I've been having that radar, what's it called? Radar line carving.
You're the one getting it, Leia. Never heard of such a thing.
My team, too. So my jawline is looking good.
Yeah, you're looking good.
But anyway, yes. Yeah.
So
so are you.
It doesn't matter what skincare line you use, though I suggest one that's like all natural. Like Labrai is all based in aloe.
Yeah.
Aloe. But get one, right? And use it every day.
Yeah.
You know, Leia, it takes 12 weeks of using your under eye cream consistently to see results.
Okay. Well, I believe it because I've been using my retinol for almost 20 years now. And I, you know, you can't give up after a couple of weeks because you don't see results.
Yeah, you keep.
You just keep going.
Keep going. Okay.
Forever. Till you die.
Forever. So my wellness portion of my team is an app and my mother.
Okay.
So I like the app, and I've talked about this, the Couch 2K app. I've never gotten past level one. It just leads you through. You can listen to your own music, and I listen to my playlist of Mom and Leonard Jog, that playlist.
Right.
And you just run for a certain amount of time, and then you walk. It's really good. And then my mother is part of my wellness team because... when I need an accountability partner, she'll call me and say, Edith, did you walk? You know, Edith, are you moving? I don't always need that. And she doesn't sound like that. I don't know where that voice came from.
Sorry, Mary Lou.
That was terrible. But my mom will check in on me. And actually, Leia, after we're done recording, I'm going to go work out in the basement because it's getting cold here in Wisconsin, and I have my new Jessica Smith DVD. So.
Right. Oh, so good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm all over this. I am actually inspired to continue curating my own beauty team.
Yeah.
I'm already on my way with it. You know, I've been seeing that dermatologist and getting that radar line card. I can't remember what it's called. And there are no knives involved. It's some pulsating thing.
But. Yeah. Well, I feel like you already have a beauty wellness team, Leia, because you belong to a gym, you get your blowouts, your lashes look spectacular, and then, you know, you have your carving.
Yes. Carving. That sounds terrible, like carving a turkey or something. And really, there are no knives.
Okay, no knives. It's very safe.
Okay. Yes. Well, I think you're right. And it's cheaper in China here to enjoy all of these delights, right? These amenities come at much less of a cost here. So I'll go for it while I can. That's what I'm thinking.
Leia, I just loved all the uplifting messages from listeners last week. Each one was so special. There was Linda forest bathing and Holly starting to appreciate chit-chatting. That was good. And Uncle Paul. You know, I have the, I want to say fortunitude, but that's not... Not a word. I am fortunate enough to be able to talk to Uncle Paul whenever, you know, I want to. And he is just a heart warmer, isn't he, Leia?
He is a delight. And I love that sign off. Peace on earth and goodwill toward not just men, but all.
To everyone.
Right? Oh, so fabulous. I also loved Judy, how she's reconnecting with friends from the past and how Donna's getting healthy. There are just so many wonderful moments to mention.
Yes, we need to do that again, Leia, because I love hearing from people other than us. Yeah. Even though we are riveting.
Yes, right? We are riveting. Well, we'd also like to hear from you at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. That's where we post our weekly challenge of the week, as well as talk about all kinds of uplifting things that inspire and encourage.
Yes, the coop is so much fun, and I want to try some of those recipes, Leia. The pumpkin latte pudding recipe from Stephanie is very tempting to me as a PSL, you know, charter member of the club, the PSL club. Num num.
Yes. Thank you, Stephanie. I love how all my relatives were posting their recipes. Oh, I have to say, Linda's simple chicken pho is spectacular. Had it tonight, as a matter of fact. We've been eating it every week. And my sister's harissa sheet pan chicken, it's a hit here too.
So your challenge of the week is to start assembling your team and to share it with us on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook.
Yes. And it can be any kind of team. You know, it doesn't need to be a chronic pain team or a
beauty team.
Please, I hope it isn't. Or a beauty team, but that's all good too. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, oh yeah, and speaking of sharing, Edie, we actually have one more message from listener to the pod, Patrick, about what is making him happy these days.
Good morning. Here are some things that I'm happy about right now. Season change. I really like fall into winter hiking, and it's always good to get outside. Today I have final garden cleanup, but it's not really a chore. It's a crisp, sunny day, so I'll make it good. It's what I can do. I also like comfort food, and it's soup season, and I love making soup. The other things that I am happy about right now are gifts of time with friends and family. So we can always buy somebody something, and sometimes we can make our friends or family something, but we don't have the time. I like to stay organized so I don't feel overwhelmed with all the to-dos, and I always make sure that I have time for the want-tos. An example of that is I play trivia with some friends on Tuesday night. Another thing that I'm happy about is connections with old friends and new friends. Reach out to your friends that are doing well. Reach out to your friends that are facing life challenges. I have a coworker going through a divorce, and I make sure that I'm there for her. I have friends that are starting new jobs, and I'm excited for them. And check-ins can be a text or a call or sometimes just grabbing a coffee or a beer. But checking in with my friends always helps me feel connected. Thank you. That's what I'm happy about.
Leia, that makes me so happy hearing Patrick talk about what he's happy about. Love ya, friend.
Yay, Patrick. Yay.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes. Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group that we've been talking about nonstop, the Chit Chat Coop.
We would also love your review on iTunes and share us with your friends, too.
Yes, thanks to my daughter, Charlotte, for editing the show for us. I'm afraid I'm rotting your teeth, Charlotte, with all the bribery candy that I buy you.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.